Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at New Year's resolutions and what may make successful New Year's resolutions and where some of our goal setting may actually fall short. It's unfortunately true that for a lot of us, it's really, really common for our New Year's resolutions to fall short and not actually be sustainable efforts at change. And a part of that has got to do with a lack of time spent planning and seeking a sustainable lifestyle change. It's really common for people to pick a goal, pick a change in the last week of December and not really be in touch with the reality and the process of what it's going to mean to achieve that goal for the year. And the key for me is in the title, New Year's Resolution. So the time frame for me is actually spelled out for you, and that gives us all the advantage to be able to use that time frame in our goal setting process. So ask yourself, where would I like to be at the end of next year? So give yourself that 12-month window to actually consider the type of life that you would like to have and any changes that may actually need to occur to help you get there. And include things like consider how you would like to be emotionally, mentally, socially, occupationally, in relation to your hobbies and interests, in relation to the type of life that you would like to have. And then consider what are the goals that would actually help you to get there? What would these goals ask of you to get there? The other thing about having a yearly plan and using a new year, literally, as a way of spelling out your goal setting process is that you can also pick benchmarks. And I like to suggest that people pick, you know, the month of June, halfway along, 6 months in, and asking similar questions. Where would you like to be? And then also March, so 3 months in, you know, what are some of the smaller steps towards this goal? And then lastly, thinking just about the month of January, being able to set up some quite clear benchmarks that you would like to be at the end of January. And in this way, you're actually able to move from short to medium to long and ensure that your goal setting process and the resolution, the change that you would like to make, is actually spelled out quite clearly. And this makes it not only more realistic, but also more achievable. And this is what allows goals to actually be achieved, the New Year's resolutions to work sustainably. The last thing to consider is having a little bit of a safety plan for slips backwards. Unfortunately, the reality for all of us is that change is quite difficult and involves a whole spread of our lives and every aspect of our lives. And what that means is that there's a lot of opportunity for hidden slips and for old patterns to reemerge across those areas of life. And that's this week's Mind Game, thinking about last year's New Year's resolution. What worked well for you and what didn't work so well? And based on that information, if your goal is the same, how can you make it different this year? Or more importantly, how can you make it different next year? What do you plan to do to combat those areas where your change wasn't so successful? So, start a new year this year with Mind Games.